Maybe dead.
Maybe dead. Maybe dead. Shit. Maybe probably dead. Not.
Probably
I mean,
not.
Really probably
Really
not.
Unlikely, but...
But maybe. What?
You all right, man?
Oh, shit. Are we hot?
We're hot.
I was getting my voice audio ready, clearing it out.
Learn how to smoke a cigar.
Doing the old mic check. Are we going to start this over? Or?
Let's just do it. Right. Let's roll with it.
Cheers. You were going to
Cheers.
Wait.
Yeah. We have our smoke wagon poured here. Straight Nevada bourbon.
Yeah, no doubt. It is.
Well, we've been wanting to get a hold of this for quite a while. So thank you, Whiskey in Wyoming. Amy.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You, Amy.
So let's take a... Let's take our first sip right now.
You gonna draw that smoke wagon or just stand there and bleed?
Skin that smoke wagon.
Oh, man.
Cheers.
Cheers. Smelling it. Definitely get oak. You want me to tell you what you're supposed to smell?
Did you look that up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's clean. Clean sip.
That's a clean sip, man.
We've been doing some rye and a lot of scotches, so I'm excited to get back to bourbon. One more little
sip. Also first episode without a guest in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Hi. How have you been?
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
It's been good. I haven't seen you. We haven't been able to talk with the guests on. We like the guests, but...
We had actually awesome guests. Brian Tracy from Sagamore. Coco from Oh, It's Coco. And Germany.
Our guest told me that... I forgot to tell you this, but I got a DM and they were made to feel pretty uncomfortable by you and... in the podcast.
Dude,
I thought it was very flirty.
For everybody listening, we apologize for the audio, the lag from Germany to Texas.
No, I'm talking about Brian. He said you were flirting with him pretty hard.
Yeah, well, I do have a man crush on Brian.
Yep. So.
All right. So, Smoke Wagon, thank you to Whiskey in Wyoming.
Whiskey in Wyoming, yeah.
Gosh dang, man, this is tough stuff to get. We'll talk about the price point at the end and tell you if we recommend it or not.
Tough to get here in North Texas.
God, impossible.
I guess it's easy. Like Amy, she DM'd me when she was going to Fort Collins.
Okay.
So she's right on the border there.
Yeah, must be.
Mm-hmm.
Did she come to Fort Collins just to get alcohol? Or
just
to
get us some smoke wagon.
Shut up.
No, she was going, making a run anyway.
Okay, I was like, dang, man, we owe her more than just... Thank you.
Yeah.
So the Smoke Wagon nose is supposed to be honey, toasted nuts, with some oak and heat. I definitely get the oak. If you let the sniff linger, I think that you can get the honey, or at least sweet. Want me to tell you what you're supposed to taste?
Let me see if I guess any of it.
Okay. Don't guess. Just taste it.
You know I'm not good at this. Okay. Let me talk about the cigar while I try to...
Romeo and Giulietta. It's a 93 rated cigar. It was like $7. And we've had them before. We're going to enjoy them tonight. But, dude, you're not going to find a 90-something rated cigar at that price point with any consistency. So if you see it, get it. They're good.
I taste charred oak barrel.
Well, hey, it is bourbon.
I taste corn. Approximately 51%.
At least.
What do you taste? I am so bad at this.
It's a little good. Spicy on the finish. It's really good. I already read what they said, so I know what I'm supposed to taste, but it is spicy on the finish. That is plain and clear, and you know that's my favorite part.
You being a Kentucky snob, how does this stack up to Kentucky bourbon to you this first couple
of
sips?
Man, let me keep seeping it a little bit. I'm pretty passionate about my stance on Kentucky bourbon.
You are.
That gets bred in you, living there, being educated there, falling in love with bourbon there. Not that other places can't do a good job of it. This is very good bourbon, especially for a company that's only been like 13 years in the making. And I know they have some small batches and some distillers select, and I think just a straight, and I'm sure they're good because this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And all of my dissing of bourbons outside of the state of Kentucky aside, this is good. I can see why it's popular. Part of it has to do with supply and demand, right? Part of it has to do with the badass bottle. And
it's badass. We got two bottles. We have that bottle of small batch.
That's right.
That another friend sent us on Instagram, so we're gonna save that for another day. But
its taste is creamy mouthful with rich sweet notes of honey. I guess that's why you can smell the sweet.
You love getting that creamy mouthful. I know that.
Caramel on the tip of the tongue, followed by nuts. Yeah, that's really what it says. So it just worked out well. Followed by nuts, oak, and pepper spice. Ah, yeah, that pepper is very apparent. Really good. So it starts on the side of your tongue. The nuttiness and oak fade as pepper spice from the rye takes over the entirety of your palate. Finishes with a creamy sweetness that coats, followed by, once again, an oak and pepper spice that lingers. We'll give this a 1 or 2 rating at the end. We'll tell you if you should get it. Do you want to hear a little bit about the company?
I think we hold off on that because
okay.
I think we'll probably have more to come with them. So
okay.
I say we hold off on that.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah, I like that idea. Use your own pooper.
Use your own pooper, as they say.
We're outside tonight. We're not in our studio. We decided it was such a nice night. We should sit outside, but it's kind of a two-coat night. A little nippy.
Even us from Colorado, I wouldn't call it nippy, really. You've adjusted to Texas.
There's a nip in the air.
Too readily.
It's clean and fresh and nippy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of two coats.
Uh-huh.
Remember that time we... So, for those of you new to the podcast, Josh and I grew up together, and... lived pretty close to each other. Would you call it next door?
I would say, yeah, I could toss a rock and hit you.
I could toss a whoosh
and whoosh.
Hit you.
Yeah, which you did.
Which I did.
A few times, yep.
Give me my whoosh. And there was one time we were walking home, and we were probably just dumb 10-year-olds.
Dude, no, we were in high school.
Were we that old?
Yeah.
Well, why were we so unprepared and only one of us had a coat?
You didn't live next to me in middle school, in elementary school.
Oh, yeah,
this was
right.
Freshman year.
Shit, we were in high school. Freshman year, not old enough to drive.
Which makes it...
But dumb enough for me to get to school in a blizzard without a coat.
Yep, and I happen to have a long, really warm Nike coat.
That's right. That was that blue Nike coat.
That was the coolest coat in school.
Dude, that was... Listen to you, cool boy. That was one of those coats that... you might see on the sideline where, like, you could put it over the shoulder pads. It's not just like that, right? It wasn't that big, but it was kind of like that.
And it went down to almost knees, almost knee level.
At least the back of the knees.
And it would fit two boys in it.
Two freshman young men in it. How do we know? Because we did it. We only what, like a mile and a half
about
from school?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe a mile, probably like a mile from school.
Yeah.
And so I just, Matt forgot his jacket. And me being just a good, accommodating friend, I unzipped, opened up, and said, get on. Got to get on in, pal.
We were a nut to butt.
Nut to butt.
Not to
my nut to your butt.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You were
because I was taller than you. I could see over you. And you curled all in. We zipped it up.
Zipped it up.
And we just two-stepped our way all the way home in the snow.
There's not much.
People driving by, waving at us.
Give,
we got a few name calls, I think.
Well, when I waved, Josh had to
wave. I had to wave.
Our arms were together inside the sleeves. That's how much of a fuck we didn't give, though. Like, let him drive by.
We gave zero fucks.
I'm cold, bro. Mm-hmm. Let me in. That wardrobe. Use your own poopa. What's been going on, man?
Oh, man, nothing new. God.
Go ahead.
There, you seemed excited there. What is it?
Something new.
What is it?
Did you finally
are you pregnant?
Catch up on? It's a boy. I know because the stick turned blue. That's how you know, right? That it's a boy.
It's a blue stick. It's a boy.
Yeah. If it's a pink stick.
If it's two blue sticks, it's boy twins.
Okay. So if you accidentally buy 2 sticks, be on 2 sticks. It's still gonna be twins. If they're both blue.
So, I think I know where you're going, Mandalorian, which I'm not cut up. I've only watched the episode where they name Baby Yoda.
Oh, dude, you didn't even give us a chance to give the listeners a warning of spoiler.
Oh, well, sorry, peeps. So, yeah, which I don't even know the name because I'm still just calling him Baby Yoda. So, it went in my head and immediately out because that's Baby Yoda. It's not... Googlo or whatever they
It's Grogu.
Grogu. Oh, I was close.
No, you said Google.
Google. It's not Google.
Yeah, Google it. No, it was exciting only because it's news, right? Like, this is the antithesis of social media. It's hugely disappointing because you're like, no, man, that's Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
And when she said it was Rosario Dawson's character. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, shit.
What?
I'm like, dude, I have to go on the internet right now just to see if the internet's still working. Not to search anything, but I was sure at that second when they announced his name, it was going to be one of the
Boom.
boom,
Just
internet's
blows up.
out. Internet's. Speaking of which, did you hear the internet? Gmail, YouTube, and like Google Drive went out for like an hour today,
No.
like 7 o'clock Eastern for like an hour in
I didn't notice.
many parts of the world. You'd imagine parents rocking up trying to get their shit together for work. They're like, I'm going to put the little one in front of YouTube.
So
So,
YouTube, all Google products went
yeah,
down.
I don't know if like the Google search engine did, but yeah, definitely YouTube, definitely Gmail. And I don't, it wasn't for everybody. But it was lots of
Did it
people
happen to
really big in the
you?
UK. No, I don't know. If it did, I didn't notice. I wasn't watching YouTube. It would be a 7 a.m. our time or even on Gmail necessarily. You could probably still.
You weren't watching Tristan Jazz Hoop?
Huh?
Yeah, that Hooper, Tristan
Oh, the
Jazz.
one that you're always sending me videos on, Mr. Social
I could
Media.
watch that all day long, man. This kid just hoop.
You sent
He
me.
always gets his ball and he's like, we're gonna go hoop, see if we get some buckets.
That's not what he says.
Every time.
Oh
And then he
man,
gets a lot of buckets.
he's like Tyler Herro, who played for Kentucky and now plays for the Heat. He called it buckets. He was shooting free throws one time during a Kentucky game, and he was talking shit to the defenders that were at the line with him. And later, they asked the defenders what he said, and they said that he said, "I'm a bucket."
I'm a bucket?
That was a shit talking line. I'm a bucket.
That's weak.
He was shooting like 93% from the free throw range, and he pulled like a Michael Jordan, closed my eyes.
I'm a bucket.
I think that he freaked. I think that he started to talk shit, panicked a little bit, and that's what came out.
It's like that time that you talked some shit. Another
I don't know what you're talking
glory
about.
day of high school.
I don't
We
recall.
were playing basketball outside of your house
Your
on a
mom's
little hoop.
house.
It was your mom's house, the literally.
Quite literally.
And we're playing with a friend, Brian.
BG.
And yeah, old BG. And why how did the word how did big come up? I don't remember that part of this story.
I don't know what you're talking about from start to finish here, so I can't even help you.
All right, so you're gonna remember this when I say it.
I remember it now.
Okay,
I
so
think he said something about, oh, that was a big shot,
yeah, something. You're and
sarcastically.
you go, you'll think big when I stick your big dick in my house.
Exactly. Yeah, that came out
Real
backwards.
arrogantly.
Meant to say.
And you didn't catch it. We're both staring at you. Just waiting for that to compute.
That happens with my brain, which makes me great at podcasting. My dyslexia is fantastic for it. Yeah, you'll
Is
think big.
dyslexia, you say things backwards too?
Hey, bro, this is my story now. You'll think big.
Is it words in your head go into your head and then the dyslexia makes you pronounce it backwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like everything you say comes as like a document in your head before you say it.
Everything that I say comes in to my brain like digits, like ones and zeros, because I have a computer for a brain.
Yeah. And then you say it backward.
And then I say it backward, but it makes sense to me. I have one of those beautiful minds.
Yep.
So for those of you listening, you'll know often that I say things backwards. What did I say the other day? I meant to say social security number, and I called it a serial number.
Serial number.
Yeah, that's a good enough example.
And took you a while
Took me a while.
to
Yeah,
get.
that stupid look on your face. I'm like, oh, I said something
I had
weird.
a stupid look on my face.
The look, it was like looking in a mirror. The stupidity was bouncing off of my face into your face and back
we're
again.
just staring at you like, is he
Like,
gonna understand how stupid he is?
you gonna catch that?
You gonna
There's
catch
people
it?
listening here.
That's how. You know what? Okay, pivot a little bit, but on the same vein of thought, I was listening to another podcast and they brought up a point. Have you ever in your life, do you think, ever had an actual original thought that nobody else has had?
Do you have something more to follow up with this?
No.
It's a legit question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what give me what is it?
I made up repetition is the key to retention, and nobody can tell me I didn't.
You really think you were the first person to say repetition is the key to retention?
I think I was the first person to say
in the history of time,
in the history of the English language,
where repetition is the key to retention.
So you agree with me?
Absolutely. You think you made that up?
Yeah, coined it.
If you had to bet all the money you have that you were the first person to ever say that, would you do it?
That ain't much, bro. That ain't much.
You know what I would bet?
Everything
I have on.
That I didn't.
No, that I made up a word.
Yeah.
And well, do you know what word that is?
Scrub.
Scrub. I made the word up. I didn't make up the word scrub. I made the word up, scrub, to represent the meaning where it's a guy that is poorly dressed.
Get your shit together
kind of guy. Get your shit together type of guy. Yep. I made that word up.
I can vouch. I am the first person that I am aware of using as a saying, repetition is the key to retention. There is no chance that I'm the first person who did it. And there are probably many people who did it as far as a matter of instruction, right?
But you think you probably heard it.
Maybe.
At some point.
I guess, but man, I own it. But you
yeah.
legitimately think.
I think I made it up.
That you made up.
Let me tell you.
Scrub.
Let me tell you. This was like 95.
Yeah, that tracks.
Driving the carnival's in town. I'm driving down the street. This is Colorado with our friend Doug. We're in his Jeep.
What do you have against carnies?
And I see this guy with a 6'4" mullet, Emmett Smith jersey, walking down the street in Cortez with a football, throwing it up in the air and like catching it.
Okay.
And he was a dirty carny. This is not the first time we've talked about carnies.
No, it's not. You love carnies, man.
So we're driving by and I'm like, look at Doug, look at this scrub. And Doug stands up and he's like, crawl back in the sewer, scrub.
I thought he said rub a dub dub.
No, that was later. First he stands up and says, crawl back in the sewer, scrub. And the guy pretends to throw the football at us. And then the next day, both of us using scrub like it's going out of style.
Yeah.
A solid 3 years later.
Yeah.
1998.
Yeah.
TLC song comes out. Scrubs. Don't want none.
Don't want none of that scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out the side.
3 years. It took 3 years.
Side of your best friend's ride.
Where's TLC from? Probably California.
Well, one of them's from Atlanta.
Atlanta. Right? Yeah. This is the second time you talked about TLC.
And Atlanta.
So wherever they're from, it took that long to go from small town Colorado. 3 years, our school branch out, make it to Denver.
You had to make it to the big city.
It spread from Denver, you know, West Coast.
We live just as close to Phoenix.
It hit Denver and Phoenix relatively the same time, because I was staying a lot in Phoenix when I was school shopping for clothes. That was the nearest mall. Nearest major mall was Phoenix,
yeah,
Arizona.
Outside of Albuquerque.
Outside of Albuquerque, didn't want to go there. Sorry to all our New Mexico peeps. Well, somebody hit me up and was like, hey, man, I can't listen to the podcast because 2 minutes deep, you told us to fuck off. I live in New Mexico.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, in your defense.
I'm like, yeah, and I mean it.
In your defense, because New Mexico is beautiful and great elk country, and who doesn't love Santa Fe? Dude, you guys went Christmas shopping back-to-back years there.
Mm-hmm.
And back-to-back years there at that Albuquerque Mall. Had either your car stolen or vandalized and everything
else,
and it stolen.
Well, one was Christmas and the other was going to see my sister play college softball.
Mm.
You know, one year it was all the Christmas presents, all our Christmas presents in the back of a Suburban or a Tahoe or something. And we go out to get in the car. And I was a kid, so I'm with my parents. As we're walking through the garage, this parking garage, we notice like car after car just sitting on blocks.
That's crazy.
Tires off the cars. And we see our car, tires on. We're like, oh, that's good, you know. We walk up to it.
Oh, that's good. Sucks for them.
Rear window busted out. Every Christmas present gone. So my dad's like, we're never going back to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Last time I'll go. A few years later, my sister played at Colorado State. She was playing. And
I don't know who's in Albuquerque. I guess New Mexico State.
I think it's New Mexico State.
Okay.
Right? Lobos.
I don't know. No,
I think it's
Lobos or New Mexico.
I think it's Lobos.
Okay.
I don't know for sure, though. It might have been a tournament, too. So we were there. my dad like research best hotel, safest. We stay at this hotel, go to the softball game. Next morning, wake up. We go outside, and I see like looking for the car everywhere. Go to where I know the car is. Again, I'm like 17, 16, 17. Just a pile of glass sitting there. And then I look down, and I see these wheel marks where tires, like just a wheel, it cut into the blacktop. And then I follow it, and I see this beat-to-shit car parked a few feet away. Bullet holes in it, man. I swear to God. No tire. It pulled in. It was obvious what happened. Skidded in. No tire. Cut these marks in the blacktop. Parked. Broke into our Cadillac. Fucking rolled.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
They were getting shot at.
Yep. And they were out.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they were cooking meth for Walter White?
They're definitely cooking meth. Yeah. Actually, that was probably kind of pre.
That was pre-meth.
Meth was a thing, but not really. Yeah, that was probably like heroin.
Yeah.
Or crack.
Or cocaine.
Crack cocaine.
Or crack cocaine.
And, but it was really fun, though, because we ran a car and we got a convertible.
That was a big deal back then.
Yeah, and we got to drive the convertible home. I thought it was really cool.
When you're a little squirt.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say about Walter White and... Oh, it's funny. You said that your dad researched like the nicest hotel. This is pre.
He spent some time, man.
Like, how do you do that?
He called up. I don't know what he did. He had a trip. My dad carried with him at all times a AAA book. Did you ever see those?
Oh yeah.
It was like a thick as a phone book.
Yeah.
And had every hotel in it, and it had the AAA rating and information about the hotel. So I think that it must have had different ratings and stuff like that, and he found these safe. It was like a Hilton or something. It wasn't like fancy, but
it was nice.
The nicest hotel in Albuquerque is a Hilton.
Right.
They ain't got Four Seasons there.
Man, you're dogging the Kirk tonight. Do they call it the Kirk?
I think people in Albuquerque call it the Kirk.
Yeah, I think that they must.
The Quirk.
All right. Well, this all started with Gogu.
Hmm?
The baby.
Oh my
Yoda.
God! Yeah.
So
we're so far past that.
Did you? The internet worked, FYI. I didn't search anything, but it did work. How disappointed are you now when you look at this little baby Yoda bastard and think that's not your name, bro?
I wish he would have been like, his name is Baby Yoda.
Is the direct offspring.
You know that character. Do you know anything about that character? Which I don't know her name or anything. So,
No.
Did you hear there was a really popular cartoon called... people are going to eat me up for this because the Star Wars nerds. I think it was called Jedi... Fuck, I don't know. It was a cartoon that's super popular. People fucking love it. And that character is a character on this cartoon. It's been out for years.
Actually, I know what you're talking about. It's on Netflix.
Right.
I mean, it's in the Disney Plus.
Okay, catalog. Yeah. So that show.
Something about the Jedi.
Really popular, and she is the apprentice of Anakin Skywalker.
That doesn't track with the timeline in my brain.
It does.
Does it?
This is between The Empire Strikes Back and the Return. The Force Awakens. That's Mandalorian.
Okay.
So Mandalorian, Darth Vader's gone, Yoda's gone, they're all gone.
Right, right.
So she was an apprentice of Darth Vader when he was Anakin Skywalker.
All right,
so she was old to Darth Vader what Anakin was to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Got ya.
So now she's older. She was like a teenager in this cartoon.
Got ya.
So it's a major character within the... So I'm sure people are freaking out about this character showing up too.
Oh, yeah. And to us, we're like, look, it's Rosario Dawson. You were saying something about the guy that he got in the duel with?
The dude he got in the duel... Speaking of, we're having Smoke Wagon.
Yeah,
we did
man.
Post today. We're talking about Tombstone. The guy that he got in the duel with was Johnny Ringo.
Dude.
From Tombstone, who Doc Holliday kills in the end. I'm your Huckleberry.
Daisy, if you do.
And he's like, you ain't no Daisy. You're no Daisy.
You ain't no Daisy at all.
Yeah.
I completely...
So that was a hard callback, man. You know that they're like,
yo, big
we're getting this guy in just for this. Mm-hmm. Just so he can get killed by the Mandalorian. And it's for Johnny Ringo.
Just so they can have a duel and literally draw on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a cool scene, too.
It was a cool scene.
But it was cooler. I'm like, it's Johnny Ringo. And I looked it up to verify. I was correct.
So you caught it? You didn't just catch that on
No, I caught it during it. Yeah, I told Ashley, I was like, I think that's Johnny Ringo. Johnny Ringo, you look like you saw a ghost.
We talk about
dude's age better than dude did not look good, but he's aged a lot better than Val Kilmer.
Better than Val Kilmer,
I think he's sick, so maybe I shouldn't diss him.
Oh, is he?
I think he has cancer or something.
Yeah, right? Sorry to hear that. Well, we talk about Tombstone a lot on this. We talked a lot about TLC. We talked a lot about Carnies.
Which I'm starting to learn things that we're really interested in that I didn't know. Yeah. Like Carnies. I knew we liked TLC.
Yeah.
And I knew we liked Tombstone.
That's a fact. Speaking of, I have an update for you.
All right. Hit me.
So, like 3 or 4 episodes ago, you brought up the guy who in Florida got his puppy out of an alligator's mouth after being submerged, never losing his cigar or his hat.
Like a true boss.
Like a true boss.
Like a boss.
So for those who didn't listen to that episode, just a quick recap. They caught somebody in Florida. It was a gentleman walking his teeny little dog. Looked like a big rat. Caught it on camera.
Chihuahua.
A little alligator came out of the water, got the little chihuahua. He goes into the water, fully submerges, comes back out with the alligator. In the alligator's mouth is the chihuahua. In his mouth is still the cigar he went in with. He put his hands in the alligator's mouth, pried it open, shook his dog out. The dog landed and ran, and that's the end of the scene.
So do you have an update on this?
I do. So what we didn't know, because one of our major points is like, how does somebody filming this, and then...
Yes. Okay. Who's filming it? Tell me.
It's a wildlife refuge camera.
Ah, so he's in a wild...
neighborhood.
Okay.
He was in a neighborhood, but the way that Florida works, it all kind of backs up together. The wildlife...
The way Florida works.
I don't even know what that means. That means that there's some suburban...
You get it, Florida.
You get it. Florida's crazy. Anyways, yeah, wildlife refuge. Not a refuge, but some wildlife association camera. They track the wildlife in the area. They've caught, like, bobcats on it and alligators on it and flamingos on it and yada, yada, yada.
Just the wildlife
exactly.
Area.
And... Okay. You know, once they heard about the story, whoever works the wildlife one went back to see if they caught it on camera. Turns out they caught it fucking perfectly on camera, the whole thing, the whole incident. So that's how they caught it on such good film, such no shaking, and then, you know, it's a good reason why nobody drops a camera and came over to help him. Part two, the dog was okay. He spent 2 nights in the vet, had a puncture wound, but it's healing up fine.
That's awesome.
And then remember I was tripping because I'm like, that guy's hands got to be shredded.
Yeah,
they were.
They were messed up.
Not long-term permanent damage. I think there were some stitches, no tendons, no ligaments, totally effed.
Dude, looked like it. He had a look on his face and a calmness like it was nothing.
Like it was nothing. Like
nothing was happening.
And you remember the voices we were using?
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I knew that.
Dude.
There was no doubt in my mind.
We nailed it. This
probably
guy,
weren't. It was probably more...
A little more southern than we probably even put into it.
What, Bobby Boucher?
Yeah, a little bit. Not quite Louisiana, but a little Bobby Boucher. Yeah,
it's down. It's in that area.
He was definitely prior Marines or Navy. I can't remember which ball cap he on. So he's
oh, like, yeah. He did have a military cap.
One of my people. Yep. And, he was talking about how... Remember you said the story? Like, yeah, it got... The alligator got the puppy again.
Yep.
Harold, stop taking him out there. It was kind of like that. But she said, well, I'm never going to let him walk our puppy without a leash again. He's like, nope, never going to do it. And he was just dry, man. He was calm. And I mean dry in the best way. Even on, like, Good Morning America, he was just fluid.
I just did what anybody would have did. Just get in there and get my puppy.
No.
My puppy.
So he's fine. Puppy's fine. He tossed the alligator back in. They have some badass footage of it.
Dude, that was awesome.
How's that for an update?
I like that update. Now I'm going to pivot. This is going to be rapid fire, would you rather?
Oh.
You got to go quick. I pulled these off the internet. I haven't read them.
That's lame.
I haven't read them, so we're both going to do it. Ready?
I guess. Hang on. I really enjoy the slow.
I got one at the end.
Okay.
So we're going to read a few here, and I'm going to answer two.
Simmer down.
I'm excited, man. Would you rather have finger-sized nipples or nipple-sized fingers?
Nipple-sized fingers. No.
Finger-sized nipples or nipple-sized fingers? Rapid fire. Give it to me. I'm going the nipples. Finger-sized nipples.
Me too.
Would you rather eat chocolate-flavored shit or shit-flavored chocolate?
Shit flavored chocolate.
I'm with you. Shit flavored chocolate. Would you rather shit on someone or have someone shit on you?
I'd rather shit on someone.
I'm shitting on someone. What if it's your wife? Would you rather shit on your wife or have your wife shit on you?
Use your own poopa.
Which one, though? All right, I'd rather have my wife shit on me than shit on my wife. Okay. Yeah. Would you rather go... That's a dumb one.
You should have edited.
This is really dumb. Would you rather eat your family pet or kill your parents?
Bro.
That's a dumb...
Next. That'll be the first would you rather that I've refused.
Would you rather have sex with someone with really bad BO or really bad breath?
Bad BO.
Bad BO. I'm with you. Would you rather cheat and be caught or be cheated on and never be told?
Cheated on and never be told.
Yeah, me too. I'd just rather not know. Would you rather wear someone else's dirty underwear or use their toothbrush? Underwear.
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 Damn.
Maybe a woman might want to, they might think twice about it.
Yeah. Boys are dirty. We don't care.
Okay, one more. Would you rather not have sex for a year or have it every day of your life but not orgasm ever?
Once a year.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Just walk around with permanent.
You're just mad all the time. Blue balls.
Massive blue
dude, rainbows, man. That, you're going to die.
Yeah, just die.
You die at some point. Yeah. That's how people get testicular cancer.
Yeah.
Right there.
You know those old wise tales of where you have a big pimple on your forehead and you pop it and it goes inside your brain and kills you?
Yep.
Yeah, this is one of those where those blue balls kill you from the outside to the inside. Just fuck it.
So I have a real would you rather.
Okay.
Do you want it? Do you have one?
I'll do it. We don't have to do a rapid fire, but I have kind of a cheesy one.
Okay.
Would you rather walk in on your parents during the dirty?
What position are they in?
A doggy style.
Oh my God. In their bedroom?
And your dad's the one from behind.
Wait, my dad's taking it from behind?
No.
Okay. My dad's behind. My parents listen to this podcast. Did you know that?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I tried to talk them out of it, but they're listening. So... okay, so walk in on my parents.
Doggy style. And they don't know that you're there, so they don't stop.
How long am I watching this?
Not long, but it's not
so
one
I just kind of see it.
Where you walk
they
in.
They keep at it.
And then, like, they freak, and you have to run the other way, and it's just brief. It's like you walk in, like, oh, shit, I have to process what's happening before you can turn your little ass around and get out of the room.
My little ass, all right.
Okay. Or.
What's the alternative?
They walk in on you. Doing the dirty.
Oh my God. Same?
Yeah. Let's go with the same. Yes.
Yeah, that seems like the worst. Like you're the most exposed.
And there's no doubt. You guys aren't pillow fighting.
I have to go with seeing my parents because less people are negatively involved in that.
Okay.
At least
that's just the rule of numbers.
Yeah, at least there's only three people that are scarred. No, only one. I'm the only one that knows about it.
Oh, no, they know. They you just said don't they, see you in the
Okay,
in
they
the
know
moment.
Later. Okay, so three people compared to four.
Yeah.
That's the only factor. And it'll be good to know my parents still got it and they're in love.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Maybe you'll finally get that little brother you've always wanted.
Oh, that'd be glorious. What about you? Which one are you doing there?
Oh, damn, I hadn't thought about you switching it back on me. If it's my dad walking on it on me, let that be the case. If it's my mom, then I'd rather
it's
be
both
the one
parents.
Working it. All right, then no.
Okay.
She's the same as you.
All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Brett Favre in his prime.
Favre?
Brett Favre. And he's 15 yards away from you.
Okay. Go on.
And he chucks a spiral and hits you straight between the eyes.
Ouch.
With that spiral. As hard as he can.
Do I know it's coming? Or am I like sitting there talking to you and all of a sudden, whammo?
You know it's coming, but you have to stand with your hands behind your back and your eyes closed. So you don't know when it's coming, but you know it's going to happen.
Is he guaranteed to hit me? Like, meaning like, no doubt dude's putting that fastball right in your nostrils. Or there's a chance you close your eyes and he misses.
Considering this is Brett Favre and he could likely miss. Yeah. It's going to hit you right in the face. Right, yeah.
Guaranteed. Hit me in the face.
Okay. Guaranteed.
All right, I got it.
Okay. Or. The other is Jason Elam. You're on all fours.
Jason Elam's a kicker.
Hands and knees. Jason Elam.
For those who don't know.
Denver Broncos kicker. And he gets to kick you straight in the nuts. Field goal style.
From behind.
You're on all fours just waiting for it.
Oh, my God. Can I wear clothes?
You have on light sweatpants and a pair of underwear.
God damn. Can I wear a cup?
Hell no. No. No cup.
It's no anti-cup. Do I know it's coming? Same with the football.
You're bent over waiting.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe I was like looking for a penny I dropped in the grass.
Does that make it better? Not knowing it's coming?
I think so.
Okay. No, you know it's coming.
All right.
Now he's stepping off. He's marking his steps just like in he's getting prepped. So you're sitting there just anticipating. But you know within 10 seconds, this nut kick is coming out of nowhere.
All right. So I'm either staring at getting nut kicked by Jason Elam, one of the best kickers in NFL history, strongest leg kickers in NFL history.
With cleats.
Knowing I can never have children, right?
Yeah, your nuts are exploding.
Ooh, you think so?
Well, it could. It's very likely that...
You know what nuts are, right?
Your testicles. It's very likely that one of your testicles becomes detached.
Oh, fuck me.
When you anticipate that happening. Yeah, and the other scenario, your face is just destroyed.
Yeah, like definitely broken nose, definitely concussion.
Maybe dead.
Shit. Maybe probably dead. Not.
I probably mean, not.
Really probably
Really
not.
Unlikely, but.
But maybe.
What if it hits you right in the eye? You could lose an eye.
Could definitely lose an eye.
But it's hitting you right between the eyes, right on the bridge of the nose.
Right, that's definitely a concussion, definitely a broken nose. Could kill you, probably not. Most likely not, but not absolutely not. And shit, man, you're going to have to like have reconstructive surgery. That's like a car accident.
It's that bad, yeah. They're both lifelong. This is a lifelong decision.
I'm going to go with getting kicked in the balls from behind.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah?
We concur. Kicking the balls from behind.
Golly.
Especially I have enough kids and
yeah, right.
We're getting up there.
Mm.
We don't need these nuts.
Don't need them. You're just fine. Have sex once
we could take testosterone.
Can still never orgasm.
Yep. That made me think of something else. For $1 million... Would you, for $1 million for a year, Randy Johnson, the pitcher.
Strong arm pitcher.
He's kind of following you around, and just sporadically, he chugs a fastball at you. You don't know when. Like, you could be at Whole Foods grabbing a Topo Chico. Randy Johnson, fastball to the lower back. So,
oh God, dude, I can
just—he's not even for your head. It's all below the neck.
All right.
But it's a fat—I mean, hitting you in the shins, the neck, the fucking nuts. Randy Johnson in his prime, any point for a solid year.
Is there some parameters? Like, let me try this. Not while you're asleep.
Yes.
It's like, all right, if you're taking a nap, you might get beaned. But if it's bedtime, if it's nighttime.
At nighttime, he leaves you alone. He sleeps too. But you could be at work. You're just walking. All of a sudden, Randy Johnson jumps out from behind the next door and just wells you in the gut with a fastball.
Dude, he's.
And you know that curve. You could be standing behind a, like, out of range, and all of a sudden the ball flies around a corner.
Yeah.
And hits you right in the hip.
Ooh. God, that sounds like it hurts. And can't you just kind of feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Like mentally imagine it, physically imagine it?
But the year goes by, and you get $1 million.
Okay.
You're going to live. You're going to just suffer a lot.
Suffer
that
a
year.
Lot. Could it happen while I'm just picturing me meeting Elon Musk and Randy Johnson popping out and be like, what's up, sucker? Whammo.
Why are you meeting Elon Musk in this story?
I meet Elon Musk a lot. What is while having sex off limits?
No. He'll hit you right in the asshole while you're having sex.
I'm only ever having sex missionary for that 1 year, and I'm on the bottom.
Missionary on the... There's no such thing as missionary with you on the bottom.
Yeah, same.
Missionary is a man on top.
All right, same formation.
Both of you parallel.
Well, as opposed to perpendicular. All right, what's it called if I'm laying on my back and my wife is on me on
That's called woman on top.
Yeah. All right. Well,
He can still hit you in the nuts like that. He's got a precise ball.
precise ball towards my ball. All right.
Or just right in the rib cage.
Gosh, dang.
You're laying there and just all of a sudden just right in the rib cage or the love handle. Smack!
dang. Okay, is the $1 million taxable? I mean, is it $1 million the government's never going to take a penny, or are we
It
talking about?
includes the taxes are paid for you by Randy Johnson.
Okay, that's swell of
Yeah,
him.
so he's like, listen, I gave this guy hell for a year, I'm paying the taxes.
He's a pretty swell guy. Yeah, fuck yeah. I'll take
Yeah,
that $1 million.
you got to do that.
Yeah.
You got to do
That's
it.
just irresponsible to your family.
Dude,
You know,
imagine
taking
how
a
the
million dollars
lumps
back.
and bruises you're going to have at the end of this year, and but how much your wife's going to respect you. Because she
Yeah.
doesn't respect you a lot now. But after that year, you'll earn her respect.
Can we agree at least that it's never more than once a day? I know it's sporadic, but never more
Okay,
than
fair enough. Once a day, he's chugging a ball at you.
or
You
never
don't know
more
where, or maybe 3 times in one day, but then it might,
3 days off.
you're averaging 7 times a week, or
Dude, I'd
30 times
rather
a.
just have it once a day so you can relax.
Yeah, but no, that's too easy. That's too easy. Because then if he misses, you're like, oh, good, I'm good for the day.
Yeah. Can he miss? Oh, yeah,
You
dude.
could dodge it.
Yeah.
You could dodge his 103-mile fastball.
It's likely.
Now hold on, I'm trying to. Right now, you're wearing a beanie,
Yeah.
like a real puss, and
Yeah,
I'm
they all.
trying to. You have like there's like 4 different logos on this thing. I'm trying to understand what this is.
Is there really?
There's
It's a
NFL. Oh,
Broncos.
NFL logo, American flag.
Yeah, it's the Denver
No.
Broncos.
Look to the other side.
Look to the other side. It's on my head. I can't see
No,
it.
look to your left. Look to your left. Oh, a Denver Bronco.
Yeah, I told you Denver
A New
Bronco.
England Patriot
It's
logo.
not New England
No.
Patriot.
This is why there's a Denver Bronco, some weird logo, a backward American flag.
Oh, that's weird.
You.
Is it turned inside out? Dude, they put the flag on this hat
The flag's
backwards.
backwards. That's.
That is so
You're a
weird.
communist when you wear that hat.
Oh, man.
That was made in China.
I guess it was, dude.
Check this. I bet that's made in China. Check it.
I bet you my mom bought this from me from a thrift store. It's even got the NFL logo on the inside.
The
This is
inside. Oh,
legit, man.
it's reversible. There's no.
I guess it is
Your mom made
reversible.
this, I think.
Yeah.
There's no tag on it.
She's quite crafty. There is no tag. Maybe she did make it.
She is quite the seamstress.
Yeah.
She's like all the things Matt likes: America,
Yeah.
NFL logo,
Betsy
Denver
Ross.
Broncos.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Mom. We've got some history lessons to go over, my mother and I.
Thanks, BL.
I bought this on Etsy.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
How badass is Etsy?
Etsy's the bomb.
Dude.
I sure wish that guy would make our logo that.
Has he still not made the logo? Is he still
Dude,
not
he's still
delivered on it?
dodging me from the
Have
logo.
you guys communicated at all lately, or
A
you're just
lot.
gonna give him his
Yeah,
phone?
I'm starting to kind of not believe him that his dad died this holiday season.
Aw.
That's why I've given the benefit of the doubt. He's like, I'm sorry, taking so long. My dad died. So I'm like, all right, bro, I'm gonna, you know,
I don't think
I don't really
people
believe you.
joke about that.
It's not a joke, but I think people use that as an excuse of why not getting my logo done.
Those are bad human beings.
Well, that's why I've given the benefit of the doubt and haven't demanded money back. But he said it would be a turnaround in 7 to 10 days, and it's been 6 weeks.
God, has it been 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
All right, well, Etsy's still awesome.
Etsy's awesome. Yeah, Etsy's awesome.
Got some badass shit off of Etsy.
Did you get that pearl bracelet you're wearing from Etsy?
Yeah.
It's cute.
And the
How much
person.
was it?
$18.
$18. That's a good deal, man.
And
Those must be farm-raised pearls.
no, they're not. Check
Those are
this
from the
out.
ocean?
From the ocean, somebody cliff dived for these. Had a whole story
Was
about
it Troy Polamalu?
it. Yeah. No, it was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He dove in and got him.
Dove
Wow.
in and got them one at a time for my pearl
That's
bracelet,
a good deal then.
which is way cooler
That's
than
what you
your
get on Etsy.
pearl necklace.
Yeah, just good deals.
Yeah, but Etsy, it, you know. There was a time probably, and this was true, I was going to say there was a time in the mid-90s where small businesses were getting crushed, right? You get Walmart's moving in, you know, all of a sudden sporting goods stores are closing and local convenience stores and local groceries.
Which is fine.
But this is, Etsy has brought back small businesses, new, dude.
Yeah, which is the way it should be. I have no problem with small businesses getting crushed, but Walmart creates more jobs than your mom and pop store, you know?
Yeah.
And you do better. That's my philosophy. You don't want to go down, do better. Yeah. But Etsy's it. You're right. It gives people opportunity to sell things. We've got a ton of cool things from Etsy. People have sent us stuff off Etsy. We got those badass
cigar holders.
I wish I would have bought Etsy. Those. They're from Etsy. He has a shop on Etsy.
Shit, man. Yeah. Those are badass.
Have They're we freaking badass.
Done a story about that
We yet? Did, yeah. We did a story about it.
No. The shotgun shells and the nice wood.
Yeah, it's not shotgun shells. What size rifle is that? I think a 30-06 shells.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 30-06
Does he do shotgun shells ones?
I think so. He does a bunch of different ones. Yeah. They're badass, though. Mm-hmm. You have Etsy shop, right?
Yeah, I make and sell hats.
You make hats and cannabis?
American logos. I make hats out of cannabis.
It's a cannabis. Okay. Is it edible?
That's why it's green.
It's an edible.
Yeah. Just, you know, wear it for a while.
Well, you fucked up the flag.
Dude, that
I'm not
is
afraid to say it.
Shocking. There's an NFL logo on it.
These people are taking a lot of liberty, and definitely they don't have the rights to use any of these symbols.
Dude, definitely not. I have to talk to my mom about that one. It's freaking shocking. How's this smoke wagon treating you? I'm ready for smoke.
Oh, yeah. God, are we ready to rate it yet?
No.
Let's see.
I'm not ready to rate it.
I'm enjoying it. And I'm enjoying the cigar. It's been a few episodes without a cigar. This is our first one because we didn't want to interview people, be puffing on a cigar the whole time.
Puff, puff, give.
With Coco and Brian.
Hey, oh, it's Coco.
Which you mentioned it earlier, but we had a few audio problems on both of those. So our apologies.
Yeah.
It's international and just COVID. I'll blame it on COVID.
Hey.
Yeah, COVID.
Nobody can get mad about that.
COVID-19.
We'll get it fixed. What's grinding your gears these days?
Oh, man. You know, you always ask this question, and I wish I would have prepared every single time. And also, time out. These fancy lights aren't on.
Oh, they're not plugged in. Neither of them.
They require electricity?
They do. Okay. They were not purchased on Etsy.
Why? Well, I need you to turn them on. I need the ambiance.
Do you really want me to turn them on?
This is grinding my gears.
Okay.
I'll tell you, okay. Oh, speaking of lights, this is good when it grinds my gears. We have a fake Christmas tree pre-lit. So, the other day...
Pre-lit? Like it came with lights on it?
It came with lights on it. All the lights are on it already.
God, you're fancy.
One section, every single light burned out. So, like, imagine breaking the... Whoa! Your outdoor fire just went out. Imagine Christmas tree broke up into fifths. One fifth of it, just a whole ring goes out.
Yeah, that's blatant.
So I go look at it, and every single bulb is burned out. Like there's, you know, you can tell it's like smoke on the inside of it. There's a burn mark. So I take every one out, I think, buy new bulbs, start replacing them, and they're impossible to find within this Christmas tree. If you don't replace every single bulb and make sure that you got the old one out and the new one in, none of them come on. It took me 2 hours.
And you did it.
I did it. Dude, I've never felt more accomplished. I went upstairs. I said, Ashley and kids, let me tell you a story about perseverance. This is how you persevere. 2 hours of me digging around. I had a flashlight digging around this Christmas tree. That's how I spent my Sunday afternoon.
Bro, that's terrible. Terrible.
And I've never in my life felt happier than when I put that bulb in. Because I kept doing, I kept putting one in. I'm like, this is it. It's going to come on when I put this in. Nothing. Then I started thinking, like, it's never going to work.
Yeah.
I'm just going to buy a new tree. Like, I was like, listen, after this, this tree's getting thrown away. New tree. We'll get a discount tree after the holiday season.
Sure.
When they're on sale. But I'm not having a tree with one string of lights that aren't working.
Yeah.
Well, so...
Duh.
That last one, I've never been happier before in my life than when I plug it in, it comes on. I was like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation. So then I fell to my knees and I weeped.
Yeah. You're like old boy in Christmas Story with his leg lamp.
I'm like, thank you, Jesus. You're the reason for the season.
Yeah. Dude, just unplug all of those lights, buy some string lights, and wrap those string
lights. That's where I was at. I was almost there.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't look the same because they're inside of it, outside. There's this, it's so beautifully lit. It wouldn't look the same, just some shitty lights wrapped around it.
Okay.
Once you've been here, you can't go back.
Your next.
Plus, your tree looks great. Did you wrap those lights?
Mm-hmm.
You and your wife did it yourself?
I bet that
tree's pretty lit.
No, it's not.
All right. Well, just imagine not having to do that. Imagine you put your tree out and it's just done.
Yeah, but until it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You wasted more time in that 2 hours than I've wasted in the last 5 years. That's a good point. Putting my lights
but out. I've had this tree for 4 years, and it's the first time we've ever had to do it. Yeah. So maybe the time equals out.
The time does equal out.
But that grinded my gears.
That's a good one. Is that like the time that you replaced an entire... did you say your dad's been listening to these?
They've been listening to every episode, so tread lightly.
What is he going to think when he hears that you replaced a circuit board in your breaker board that only an electrician should do because there's no way to turn off the power? You deal with live, hot
I'll probably
power.
Get a talking to.
I think so, and you should.
He still has fatherly love and concern.
So I'm partly saying
but it's
this,
not
so
quite he... like that because I didn't screw up. I did it.
Yeah.
And I felt I was sweating like Mission Impossible.
You should have been.
And when I got it done, it was a different type of elation.
No, it was probably a relief from not being dead.
It was a relief of not being dead. But, dude, $200 for an electrician? I don't think so.
Goes back to you're worth more than dead than alive. So
a life insurance policy, man.
Have at it.
It's like, hey, worst case scenario, family's set for life.
Yeah.
What about the time that you put up, if we're going to talk some shit?
I was giving you props.
What about that time that you spent hours installing garage shelves,
uh-huh,
only to realize you did it all backwards?
They're not backwards. Now they're multifunctional.
Now they're okay.
Now I can move them north to south. Mm-hmm. And that was the point. If you put them in as they came, they're stuck. You picture an angle line.
So you thought this out. You thought this out.
And now I didn't know if I could move them towards the garage door, if I move them back to the house. What's going to change in our lives? How much additional storage are we going to need?
Okay.
I can hang more. I thought so far about hanging beyond what they recommend you to hanging that I
you
went
were
and
a
bought
forward thinker.
2x4s.
Yeah.
And these big
unnecessarily
ass
yeah.
bolts and studded this stuff to the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, to the ceiling.
That didn't seem like your response when I came over and I'm like, they're backwards, and your response was, shit.
No. Now, so what? Have you noticed how you can move them around now?
I hadn't really noticed. I'll have to take a look at that.
I'm going to have to show you.
Could you move them, though, or wouldn't the garage get in the way?
No.
You move them toward the house. And
you move them towards the house.
Okay.
On both sides.
So what grinds your gears?
When people talk shit about shit they don't know about. Just kidding. When they name Baby Yoda. Because
is this it really?
America has already named Baby Yoda.
What would you have named Baby Yoda?
BY.
This is BY.
Yeah. Maybe you call him Baby BY.
Give him a real name.
Well, first off, I guess it did end in a vowel. I guess whatever species there are, they're Italian.
What was his name again?
Goku?
Gogu?
Gogu. Yeah, so and it was
I, that's a shitty name, man.
A, and yeah, so they're Italian.
Couldn't it be something cute like Pootie? It's not cute, really.
No, it's not. You're terrible at cute names.
Maybe Dumpling. This is Dumpling.
Dumpling's good.
This is Dumpling.
This is good. You want me to give you the history behind this? Oh, no, you said
yeah,
we
no,
were
no, no.
Say that.
Yeah, we'll save it because we have more coming up. We have another bottle.
What would this pair good with? Because you know I like my bourbon with a little something sweet.
This would taste really good with some C's.
Mm.
the
you're talking about See's Candy.
See's Candy, yeah. See's,
yeah.
The caramel. God, what is that called? It's a caramel.
I don't know. You didn't even give me one.
You didn't have one.
You didn't give me one.
Oh my God! Any bourbon this tastes good with. I think it's called. Fuck, man, what's it called?
I have no idea. It was the first time I'd ever seen him. We went to the See's Candy store that
I had some this weekend
that I didn't even know existed. Now I do, so it means I'm gonna have to frequent it. Thanks for that. I always get either the peanut brittle.
Burnt, I think it's burnt caramel.
Burnt caramel. That
I
sounds
think.
Right.
It's got this real gritty. Just mouth taste, like you like that creamy mouth taste.
You like that creamy. I.
But anything pairs good with that stuff, though. What would you want to have with this? Maybe some toffee.
Toffee is usually my dessert of choice with bourbon, but I got to be honest with this spice and the honey. I think I'd have to go with pecan pie. And not derby pie, pecan pie.
Like an old school pecan pie.
Yeah, man. Some sweet sassy molasses.
What kind of meat would you pair with this?
Meat? Bro. Meat.
Steak, elk.
Meat, yep.
Just any meat.
Meat.
Just the way you like it, just well done. Almost burned, right?
More meat choices. Pork chop, yep.
Would you eat
sausage, yep.
Sausage?
Venison, yep. This would go good with meat.
It would go well with meat. It's a hunter's bourbon.
Would you enjoy this with fish?
No. God, no. Would you? You like fish.
I do.
I hate fish. But bourbon and fish.
No, this wouldn't roll with fish.
Nothing. What would taste good with fish for me would be to drink a fifth of tequila, and then I might be able to down a little bit of fish.
You know what would go good with fish? What was that Sagamore that we had the other night that was kind of sweet? Was it the Distiller Select?
That was the one, the Manhattan.
The Manhattan one.
Yeah.
Dude, that would go good with fish.
Yeah, nothing goes good with fish for me.
So
would
I take it all back, not all whiskey.
Would you do that Distiller Select with a Texas crappie that you caught?
No, that's different because crappie is always going to be fried.
That water's so clean and crisp, though, that you're getting it out of.
You don't know it's not.
How many dead bodies have you pulled up fishing in these Texas lakes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you not want to shit talk Texas lakes? So you kind of have a real hesitant tone about you real quick right now.
Then my waters, bro. This would go good with...
Now, you are sponsored by the Texas Park and Rec,
yeah, right? Leslie Nope got in touch with me.
And, oh, she's in Texas now.
She was pretty excited to offer us that sponsorship. So this episode brought to you by the Texas State Parks and Wildlife. Go see them. They're nice. Except for when they closed down during COVID.
And you were sneaking in anyway.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Son of...
Until you couldn't anymore, right?
Yeah, until they locked it down. Like, there was one day they legit locked it
down.
Didn't
you have, like, a note on your car?
Yeah, I did. But that was the day I was sneaking in when I wasn't supposed to, and then they figured it out and really locked it down. And there was one day, I think it was Easter holiday weekend, I couldn't get in. Couldn't get in, man. You can't put a boat in the water. You can't be by yourself during COVID during Easter. Ooh, that was at the height of it. That was frustrating.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. Take that one to social media.
Get You're me like, don't we live in Texas?
Yeah. But and to Texas's credit, it was only one day.
Oh, they shut down for one day?
No, excuse me, 2 days. That Saturday and Sunday of the Easter holiday weekend, locked
there's
down. No
there's
access.
There's some powerful donors that are fishermen.
We got that fixed.
They're calling up Abbott like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Open this shit up.
Yeah.
You want money for the next 2022?
Yeah.
Abbott's like, sorry, bro, I'll do it.
It sounds like Ross Perot, not Abbott.
Let me get this chart out here.
That's good. I like it.
I have good accents, yeah. Good impersonation skills.
Yeah, do your Boston one.
When we had Coco on last week, I thought you were going to do a German accent.
No.
Just one of your classic accents.
No, I know.
Can you attempt German right now?
Nope. I know she's listening. I will not do her or the country of Germany.
Can you do Brian's accent from Sagamore, Maryland accent?
Boston? No.
No, he's Maryland. Maryland.
No, do they have an accent?
They have accents. I can't do it.
I can't
do
it.
Yeah, I think people from Baltimore have a distinct accent.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's new to me. He spent 20 years in Arizona, man. If he had it, he lost it.
Yeah, I didn't catch an accent with him.
Not at all. Next Monday, are we riding solo again?
Just I think so. Yeah, I think next Monday we're solo. Okay. We might have a guest this week, during the week, another bonus episode.
Okay. Yeah, man, I like bonus episodes. I was thinking about it when I was watching the Broncos game. Dude, I get so jacked up for Monday nights when we record this. Speaking of the Broncos game, so the Broncos were playing good and they were playing bad and they were playing... So, sorry about that. What I was saying is that I was watching the Broncos game this weekend and I get so jacked up.
Wait, just time out. You're kind of drunk. You bumped my phone.
I bumped your phone.
Fucked up our recording.
Probably fucked up the recording.
So now we're back. So you were talking about the Broncos.
Hi, everybody. We're back. We missed you. It was all of 45 seconds. Did you miss us? No, I was watching the Broncos game, and I was thinking about tonight. I get so freaking jacked up. And the Broncos are playing good, and they're playing bad, and they're playing good. And I think that the reason that they were playing good, bad, and good is because of my superstitions.
You're okay.
So... if they won the game...
I feel like you really believe this, too, by the way.
It's proof.
You have such sincerity in your eyes right now. Okay.
Proof is in the pudding. For whatever you believe in life, just find your lucky shirt and roll with it, because it'll work. And this is proof. So, at last week...
my lucky shirt just says Jesus on it.
We didn't play well. Yeah.
So, how do you like those apples?
Yeah. Excuse me, Jesus... excuse me, Jorg. the Broncos lost last weekend, so I had to wear a different shirt.
What else is new? Yeah.
Exactly, right? So I've gone through a lot of shirts, you know what I mean?
So you change a shirt every time based on the Broncos winning or losing.
Exactly.
Do you throw that other shirt away?
I burn it.
Okay.
To the ground. On the ground, to the ground. With a match. And, you know... they're all made in China, so they just basically...
are you buying those from Etsy?
Super flammable.
Do they have a backward American flag?
Dude. it's so shocking. Anyways, what I was saying is they lost last weekend, so this weekend I'm in a shirt I haven't worn in a long time because I can't wear the one I won the war when they lost. And they're playing really good. Really good. And so I'm like, I'm in it. And then somewhere around the third or fourth quarter, they start playing like shit, right? So I changed my beer koozie. I was drinking a beer.
It's a good strategy.
I'm from Colorado. So I drop one Broncos koozie, go get another Broncos koozie, put it on, and the luck changes, right? Back to my favor.
Because of the koozie.
Because of the koozie. So it worked. And I was asking a buddy of mine, a buddy of ours, loves the Saints. And I'm like, what are you doing there? When they're not playing well, what's your superstition? So I get down on the floor and lay in the fetal position when they're not playing well.
That's what he does.
That's his superstition. I change my shirt and change my koozie when they're not
playing
well.
He lays in the fetal position.
He lays in the fetal position on the floor.
Okay.
God.
I need to point this out for a second. I think that both you guys are schizophrenic. Paranoid schizophrenic.
And dyslexic.
This, you need help for this.
Hey, I'm not the one laying on a ball on the floor.
Yep. And you also, you think you made up shit that's been made up generations ago.
Good callback.
Okay. That's nuts, man. That's, all this is behavior of a psycho.
You don't track with it? You're like, really like...
I quit watching football years ago.
Yeah.
Because I have better stuff to do. Like Assassin's Creed.
2 hours changing light bulbs. One at a time. On a mini Christmas
tree. Cleaning my house.
Ooh, I've got a Would You Rather next time about your OCD.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Whatever it is. Oh, God. I'm already nervous about this.
Yeah, man.
You saying that about my OCD made all the things that ran through my head of keeping things dirty, not cleaning up some mess,
and it made me
feel really anxious.
Uh-huh.
It did. It gave me real anxiety.
Yeah, I know.
So, this isn't about my issues, though, Matt. This is about your issues. And no, even when I was at the height of loving football, back in the 90s when I was a huge Detroit Lions fan.
Yeah, man.
And Barry Sanders was my god. I worshipped him. I didn't do weird shit.
Really?
I had a Barry Sanders jersey. If he was out in a bad game, I didn't take it off. I didn't think like, well, last game, Barrier had 185 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns, and I had this hat on. I'm going to wear this hat. Dude, I'd never have done it.
You better hope that Barry Sanders doesn't listen to this podcast.
He listens. He's I'm sure.
Well, he won't from here on out, because you are to blame for the Lions being terrible for all those years, because if you had found your lucky trick,
you think
would have changed the fortune of their team, their franchise, and inevitably his life.
Now, Barry would be like, that's stupid, man. That's dumb.
No.
Yep, he doesn't even like football.
He would take a winning season. He doesn't like football because he never had a winning season.
He had some winning seasons.
Can they we made call the playoffs. Making a playoff once in
3
years,
times.
3 times in 10 years, he had some successful seasons? I don't think so.
But he had a pretty good career.
Back in the heyday, so you were a running back, he was a running back.
Yes.
You were a running back at the same time that he was a running back. You were both really good running backs. If you had to choose between, I'll give you 2 scenarios. This is like an organic would you rather, I guess.
All right, let's hear it.
It's not even like a would you rather, but this it is.
An orgasmic one.
Would you rather you had a really bad game if mm-hmm. it meant, hang on, let's do team first.
Okay.
Were you more concerned about the Lions winning or our high school football team winning while you were playing?
I was more concerned about us winning, but I was more concerned about Barry Sanders having a good game.
Okay.
So I would have a bad game. I would forfeit a game for Barry Sanders to have a really good game.
That's intense.
Yeah.
So in the you got recruited to play college. You had scouts out there watching.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? If I will give up a good game, if I know that it means Barry will have a
yeah, game. I would have done it.
Damn.
Yeah, I would have done it.
All right.
I loved Barry Sanders.
Yeah, man. That's real. And that made me.
One time, Barry Sanders is the ultimate team player, right? Mm-hmm. I remember one time the Cowboys, it was Thanksgiving, and both of them played on Thanksgiving.
That's weird.
Yeah, both of them played. And maybe it wasn't a Thanksgiving game, actually, but it was a game I actually got to see. Because usually I only got to see the Lions play on Thanksgiving. A couple Monday Night Football games, you know, playoff games.
Right.
They played the Cowboys, and the Cowboys won. But Barry Sanders had like 170 yards rushing, touchdown or two. And Emmitt only had a shitty game.
Yeah,
at the end of the game, and I felt good about it because Barry Sanders had a good game, but I hated the Cowboys, so I wasn't happy entirely. But at the end of the game, Emmitt said, sometimes when you win, you lose, and sometimes when you lose, you win.
Yeah. That was a shot across the bow.
Yeah, and Barry Sanders was just devastated.
Yeah.
He just wanted to win the game.
Yeah.
And that made me think like, this is the tale of 2 different mentalities, right?
Yeah, for sure. So when we were in high school, the Broncos were awesome. It was the peak of Elway and Terrell Davis and everybody else. And for all of our buddies listening and our old football coaches listening, I'm sorry. I would have lost in a heartbeat if it meant the Broncos won a game. Now, that goes back to superstitions. You must have a little superstition in you because they don't have to equally exist.
I don't have superstition in me. I never thought about that until you just posed that to me.
I used to think about it.
I never used to think like, okay, God, I'll take a shitty game tonight if Barry has a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought twice about it. I never, ever thought anything I could do could control what happens in this football game to the Detroit Lions and Barry Sanders or the Broncos when I was crazy about the Broncos too later.
Yeah.
Never once did I think any action I have could control this game. So the only reason I even answer that question is because you posed that question.
I missed a game. It was either a freshman or sophomore year because my brother had tickets to Monday Night Football, Kansas City, in Mile High, Joe Montana.
I remember. John I remember Allen. You going to that game.
I missed a high school football game to go to that game. My brother took me, and everyone was so pissed. And I remember.
I don't blame you at all for that, though.
I don't care, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't going to be in the NFL. Who cares?
Yeah. gosh.
Dang. Now, I want to remind you as we have these type of conversations that majority of our listeners are women right now.
Right. Well,
so they're loving this. A lot of them are foreign.
This question isn't this conversation is not about football. This conversation is about superstitions.
Yeah.
And what you're willing to give up for somebody else. So look at it that way. If something that you love, whatever it is that you love, if you think that it is going to have success by getting on the ground and getting in the fetal position, would you do it?
This is what I'll say. I don't believe any of my actions could change, you know, something else that's outside of my control. But being OCD, growing up through my life, and these are things I've had to change and adapt and overcome. There used to be a lot of weird shit I'd do, thinking that if I didn't do it, it would negatively impact my...
Like what?
Like, I knew exactly how many steps it was from my car to the front door. And I had to match those exact same steps.
That's weird. I was gonna
now,
say
it wouldn't be that. Like something's going to hurt me or something's going to happen. It just was it was compulsive.
Mm-hmm.
It was compulsive. So I get that part of it, but I don't... I've grown out of that. I've had just to adapt. Forcefully adapted to that.
By these therapeutic conversations.
I never went to a therapist, but
yeah.
You guided me through it. Because you're like, you're fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You need to quit that shit. You're weird. Nobody's ever going to love you acting like that. And then I just had to really think it over and be like, he's right. But it's equally crazy... To curl up, it's way crazier to curl up in a fetal position, thinking that's going to change the way Drew Brees is performing. And that's way crazier, and then it's slightly more crazy to change your koozie. No, it's more crazy to change your koozie.
No, it's not.
Because at least mine was me. It's something in my mind I had to do. Yours is, if I change this, Drew Lock's going to have a better game.
Well, no, I don't think if I change it, Drew Lock's going to have a better game. I think I better fucking change this, because if not... Drew Luck's going to have a terrible game.
Okay, well, this is the same. Same-sies.
And, your level of CD is next level, because I know how many steps it takes to get everywhere. Anytime that somebody knocks on a door, like if it's in a movie, da-da-da-da-da, I count the knocks.
Yeah.
Gunfire, da-da-da-da. But if I have a different count from day one to day two, I don't care.
Yeah. I don't either now.
Okay.
But I used to make sure that I stepped the same amount.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There's things like that, but... what was I going to say about that? It's nuts, man. Yeah. You need to stop that. You got to admit, it'd be better for your life if you cared a lot less.
It would be
about
better.
About the Broncos.
Not about the superstitions. That just is what it is.
But just caring less would make you have a better...
It would make me have a better life.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's all part of it.
Yeah.
That first step would be, nothing I do really affects this game, so why take the time to change this koozie? That would be the first step.
All right.
And the next step would be, I'm not going to...
No, the first step is understanding that I know I would have a better quality of life if I didn't care as much as I care.
And you understand that. You just said that.
That's the first step.
So you already covered that step.
Okay.
Second step would be eliminating those dumb things. Third step would be not watching games. Fourth step would be not only not watching a game, but not even checking to see if they won. That's where I'm at.
Oh, man. It took me 4 years to get to step one.
So just admitting you have a problem.
Yeah.
You're at step one of alcoholism.
Yeah.
You know,
speaking of which, it's been fun.
Ready to stick a fork in this one?
Yeah, man.
All right, man. So
we've got to say whether it's worth it or not. Is it one or is it two?
Listen.
Because you want to know the price point first?
I know the price point. Yeah.
Okay.
$35.
$35 to $40.
And this is why, I mean.
If you can find it.
We can't find it here. Apparently other places have an easy time finding it. So ship more to Texas.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm buying this for $35.
$35.
That's a steal, man.
That's a no-brainer steal. Bourbon outside of Kentucky. And the bottle's badass. Their logo's badass. And someday we'll get into a little bit more of the backstory. But
sounds
until
good.
Then.
Okay.
Cheers, man. It's been fun.
Cheers. Have a good week, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Please don't forget to rate. Go ahead and write that review. It really helps us a lot. We can't thank you guys enough. The response through email and Instagram has been amazing. We really appreciate you, and we look forward to talking next time. Bye,
guys.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.